This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The spotlights and the television cameras in Washington today were pretty much all on the Hillary Clinton-Benghazi hearings. Elsewhere in democracy, though, it appears Paul Ryan has locked up the endorsements and support from all the various factions in the House of Representatives, in the Republican Party in the House, that is, and so will be the next speaker, again, if he decides he wants that job. Ryan is arguably one of the biggest fiscal policy wonks in Congress. So, in the most powerful job in Congress with a history of reaching across the aisle, what might economic policy under a Speaker Ryan look like? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Paul Ryan hasn't even gotten the job yet, and conservatives are fighting over his politics. Is he conservative enough or is he not? Lindsay Kashkarian is research director with the nonpartisan National Priorities Project.
Paul Ryan has been a fiscal conservative, but he has also been a compromiser, and he has worked across the aisle.
So, what to expect from a speaker, Ryan?
A relatively safe pair of hands.
This is the view of Eurasia Group analyst Corey Bowles. What he means is that Ryan can steer clear of total legislative meltdowns and stalemates.
Ryan's one of the few people who has the political smarts and the respect of his Republican colleagues in the House to navigate those fiscal shoals and avoid a likely government shutdown.
Avoiding things is one thing. Making things happen is another. Michael Strain is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute.
Paul Ryan, as the speaker, makes things like Medicare reform or like tax reform marginally more likely.
That's in part, says Strain, because Ryan is more intimately familiar with these issues than many of his colleagues. As speaker, he could help push these items onto the table. That does not mean, however, that he can make them pass.
Legislation capable of moving through the Senate with 60 votes is unlikely to emerge because he's going to need also 124 Republicans in the House to support it.
Henrietta Trays is an analyst with Height Securities.
And there just aren't that many middle-of-the-road Republicans right now.
Paul Ryan is a conservative and a compromiser, but not a magician. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.